Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Well, I didn't do that very well. Good afternoon. This is Barbara Riley, and I'm here with the Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking Prosperity Wednesday with the Hope Collection. I see that I have somebody on here. I'm going to try not to disconnect them. So this is my first time running the studio, and I thank whoever has called in at 770 number, and thanks for being here. Who is this?
Nobody's a country boy.
Yay, country boy. I'm so glad you're here.
Hi there.
Hey, so they told me how to set up the studio, so here we are. And I'm so glad you're here.
Well, you did fine, sweetie.
So far, so good?
Absolutely wonderful. I have a guest that probably be joining us.
Super. I see somebody, a 678 number that came on. This must
that
be
must
Deborah.
Be my business
Deborah?
Is that
or
Dream
is it
Express?
Diana?
Hang on.
Aw, sweet. Well, so what is the Hope Collection? We've been around the Hope Collection for the past 10 years, and our fearless founder, Joel Griffin, passed on to be with the Lord in June, and he filled us with hope and his desire to help others, help other people every day, and to help others, help others, to help others. And so today's Prosperity Wednesday, and what we tend to talk about today is attainable homes, an attainable homes are any size home that is affordable to the individual who wants to buy it. And an affordable housing in Hawaii starts at $367,000, and affordable in Orlando, Florida is a different number. So what we want to do is talk to you today about what you're looking for in a home and how we can help you get one, whether it's a micro home, movable tiny home, a modular home, or a gigantic humongo home. We're here to talk housing so that we can help you be prosperous in life. So we have it so that we are set up to be able to call in and ask questions. And I'll give you that number right now. The guest call-in number is area code 714-816-4686. And I'll say that number again for everybody if you want to grab a pencil and paper and you want to be able to join us and ask any questions you might have or offer some hope and encouragement. We would love to hear from you. Again, our call-in number for the show is 714-816-4686. And I wanted to share how I met Joel. If everybody's in the mood for hearing that this morning, the way that I met Joel was through some friends at a business incubator, and they had talked to Joel about creating villages of individuals that would be living together in affinity groups, let's say specifically veterans, returning veterans, veterans and their extended family, and we talked about being able to provide services and to provide hope to those veterans and their families and give them an opportunity to have affordable, attainable living community with one another, and to be prosperous in that setting. And so he shared with me a business model on how to be able to help individuals to obtain maybe their first home, or, you know, maybe they've had many in their life, but for whatever reason, let's say it's a veteran that's coming back to the U.S. and they've been off in war and fighting and doing, and now they're coming back. And we want to be able to help them to connect with all the services that are available to them through the VA as well as all the other resources that might be available, whether it's training that might be needed to, whether it's resume building, to restructure the way that of all of the things that someone in the military might have learned and know to be able to restructure it into a resume that would be less military, but more conducive to being able to get a job in a civilian market. And then we want to be able to walk people through what does that look like, how can we help you, what is needed, and to help people learn that how to manage, make, manage, and save money, and how to utilize that, and how to live their best life. And so when Joel and I were talking about that, we talked about the Hope Villages and the communities, and we wanted to be able to provide training and all the resources that might be available to individuals to make us ready and be able to take care of one another like we did back in the old days when all our families lived together. So anyway, excuse me one moment. I have someone that has to get a message to me real quick. And so, Country Boy, if you'd like to take over the rest, not the rest of the radio show, or at least take over for just a moment, I'll be right back with us.
Well, the great thing about working with Joel Griffin and his vision and providing hope as he looked at the many different pillars of life that people definitely was focusing on. And one's biggest dream in life, and most people, and it's not talking about everybody, but mostly everybody in the world, if you was to interview them, you ask them, what is that one, nobody can have just one thing that they really want out of life, and people really want to be happy. That second thing that somebody wants is they really want to be loved. Everybody wants to be loved. If you put it in a song, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, the only thing that there's just too little of. But see, I was reading in the book, God, this is not good for man to be alone. So we all want to be happy. We want to have somebody to love. And here's a kicker now for you. It's something that we want to own, our own home. Should I say that again? It sounds like a double negative, they call it in school. Own my own home. Are you feeling me? I was thinking about that. Own. How you spell that? O-W-N. How you spell own? Own, like you own it, and you own your own. That means personal. Own your own home. That's a double portion blessing. If you miss it later, I'll show it to you. Because what we now call a tiny home, Barbara Riley with her infinite wisdom and experience in building with over 300 to 400 builders nationwide that builds what most people call a tiny home, for some reason her spirit told her that a tiny home is really not a tiny home because they, what was that word she used? Custom bill. Yeah, that means that what's your vision for a tiny home may not be my vision for a tiny home, but when Joel put it together, he looked at people that he called and referred to as first responders. And with him being a vet lover, I don't know if you guys have any veteran friends or veteran family or people you might know that might have fought for your rights. He says, let's look out after the first responders and the veterans first. And that's where the tiny home queen comes in. Because we call it, yes. They call it a tiny home. We started calling it affordable. Affordable. Did y'all hear the word? Affordable. That goes again, y'all missing it. Affordable. And then she says, but look, in this life provided with the hope and the Hope Connections, and the Hope Collection, and the Cope Resource Center. Resource, not what you know, it's who you know. Joel kind of had the vision to connect some things that he don't have to build a house, but he knows the builder. And by the fact, his father was a carpenter. But look, I'm going to push you back over here because, Barbara, when we start talking about attainable homes. I hope that wasn't a foul word to use on the air. But we're talking attainable and resilient and sustainable. Let me just kind of pitch it back over to you when you talk to me about custom-made, attainable, sustainable, resilient homes that people have multi-purpose. Over you, Bob.
Yes. Okay. Well, great. So we, no matter the size, we want to make sure that the structure is safe for people to live in. And so no matter what we call them, whether we're going to call them micro, attainable, affordable, tiny, micro, man, you know, whatever, we want to call it what the municipality and the lenders, the zoning and the building folks, we want to use terminology that they're familiar with. So while we're all talking, we can talk tiny home or attainable homes, but when I do the talking for you, with you, to the municipalities and lenders, we're going to use the terms that I know that they want to hear, because it's like talking their language. And so we want to first be able to help you identify, okay, so are you needing tiny? Do you have a home already? Do you have land? Do you have land that somebody else owns, but they said, hey, you can put your house over here for a while or forever? We want to be able to help you first identify what it is that you're looking for. Where do you need to live in proximity to where you're working? If you're working outside of the home, you know, you might want to only be so many miles from your work. But if you're working in your home and you're working out of your home, and that is a part of your business, and it's your training center, and it's your education center, and your home becomes more, and we can teach you. This is one of the greatest things in the world that Joel shared with us, is we can teach you about the duplex, a duplex model of income and legacy building. And, you know, so we want to help you in every way we can to reduce and eliminate debt and to accumulate wealth. And so we have the ability to teach you and provide training and show you how you can also be in your own supply chain, how you can provide for your business within your home. And so we won't go into those very big details right this minute, but what we will say is that we want to take a holistic approach with an individual and take a look at everything that they have going on in their life.
Hey, if I could jump in right there, if whoever is on, if you guys don't mind, if you've never been on before, we can hear your conversation, and this call is being recorded for other people to come back and listen to. So if you do me a favor, we try to leave the lines open so that anybody out there can jump in at any time and put more than your 2 cents worth in. We want you to add hope to the hope collection. But if you don't mind, mute your phone so that we can keep the call nice and clean and we won't get your feedback. Thank you so very much. Go ahead, Barbara.
All right. Well, thanks. So when we're talking about housing, let's say, okay, we're going to talk about a tiny home, something under 400 square feet. Why in the world would you want to live in under 400 square feet? It's very spacious, and you can, and we can create a structure that is safe and has all the right things that you need in it for a dwelling. And that would be the ability to be able to support life, and it would be able to cook food and keep food at the right temperatures in a refrigerator, to be able to bathe and shower and use a restroom, and to have a bed for sleeping, and the appropriate egress, the appropriate way to get in and out of that structure. And so we can help you design whatever size structure that is attainable for you. And so not to go backwards, but to go backwards a little bit, we need to talk about, where do you want to live? What do you, you know, what do you need to have? What are some minimums? And then we will begin working with you as to where exactly is that land, or where are several different parcels you might consider. And then we'll work with each individual to take a look at what that land is, what are the needs for a custom structure to, you know, we'll build it right around that individual to meet all their needs. And then we'll also work with you to talk with lenders. And so we want to use the right terms with lenders also. And there's all kinds of lenders that are willing to give money toward all types of projects. So if you're an individual, there's, you know, we would get you a regular mortgage. If you're someone with land that would like to invite many people to come and be on your property and you want to develop a community, and we don't have to go all big and scary there, we can just start off with two homes on the property or add a third one or a fourth one and create community that way. One of the things we see tiny homes being used for a lot is as an accessory dwelling unit or a secondary structure on a property that already has a home. Sometimes you hear of it being called a mother-in-law suite or guest quarters, a granny flat, you know, any number of things. And so that's a great way to add a secondary structure. And we can help individuals that own the land already. And then if they want to let a friend come and be on their property, we're going to show them how to do that. Or if they want to have a secondary structure that they want to create an income from to rent that property out, we can share with them how to do that as well. So I just blah, blah, blah about all the different things that we can do with tiny homes and how we can work with you. And I would like to remind everybody about the call-in number here real quick and let you know that you're connected to the Hope Collection. We're on Blog Talk Radio today, and we're talking Prosperity Wednesday, and we're talking attainable homes. And so our call-in number is 714-816-4686. And again, I'll repeat that. And then what we're going to do is we'll open it up. If somebody wants to start off first and ask a question, we'll open it up here in just a moment so that you can ask the question. Again, the call-in number is area code 714-816-4686. And we just had Derek jump back on. I'm sorry that I lost you earlier, Derek. And then I'm going to go ahead and open it up to Diana or whoever else might be on the call. I see area code 716 and 678-706-707-770.
Barbara, do you see a 678?
I see
a 678-508 number? Terrell, are you out there? Terrell, are you on? Barbara, the reason I was asking, I'm looking for a guest. He's not just a friend of mine. Maybe we'll see his number pop up. He's also a veteran. Jumped out of planes years and years and years until he couldn't jump no more after moving them bones around in his back. But I met him through Joel Griffin's friend, and we used to be on the air with a man named Burl Walk. But when I used to talk about Terrell Wicker, veteran, airborne veteran, when he jumped out of that plane for the last time, he hit the ground running, and he ran back into the school system and started working with the kids, the ones that were misplaced and displaced and the ones that didn't really have a big vision of themselves or had never been nowhere. But he'd been around the world, and he was back, but he didn't come back to retire. Came back, and he went back into the school system. The things that they was taking out of the school system, he started to put back again. And then for some reason, the anointing hit him, and he started his own magazine. Then all of a sudden, these daughters, he asked for a double portion blessing, and then he got blessed with two daughters, twin daughters. They call them the Wicker twins. Let me spell that out for you in case Terrell's jumping on in a minute, and I'll tell you why I'm telling you this long story. It has a wonderful, sweet ending, but it's just beginning. These wonderful daughters of his, Wicker, W-I-C-K-E-R. If you've never heard of them, look at a walking, living testimonial how he's going to win the second battle with two twins, the Wicker twins, W-I-C-K-E-R, T-W-I-N, Z as in zebra. Terrell's daughters, my wife woke me up early this morning and shook me. She says, Isn't your friend's daughter's name the Whisker Twins? Yes. Well, they said they're going live again. The Whisker Twins are the youngest owners that they know here in America to own their own tiny, attainable home. He said, country boy,
no.
It's not just one level. It's two levels. Terrell Whisker, are you out there, sir? All right, keep it right on moving. I heard Ron. Ron, are you out there?
Good afternoon. Hello, country boy, and hello.
Yay.
And I want to congratulate Barb Riley. She is hosting the show today. This is her first solo running the show as the host, and she has the dashboard and all the information, and she does all the technical stuff as a host to make the call so everybody can call in. I want to congratulate her that she flawlessly did that, number one, and she's got things moving and grooving, and we're just excited because it's a new level of expansion of impacting many people around the country. And I'm so proud of her, and it's such a wonderful, she's such a wonderful partner. At perhaps by the end of next week, what we'll be doing is certifying. I'm going to make the announcement that Barb is joining the board of the Hope Collection as a board member, and she'll be working in the area. You know, we have eight areas that we specialize in, and the one term, the column, we'll call it, of the foundation, is on housing. And, of course, that's her expertise, their knowledge, and she has agreed to be our representative and host on the Wednesday, Prosperity Wednesday show. But in doing that, she doesn't just come on the show like anybody calls in. She literally does, and it's a commitment to know and learn how to set the show up because there's technical things that has to happen. You're like a DJ in a radio station. And, Barb, you've just done magnificent. I'm really excited. I want to congratulate and thank you.
Oh,
hey, Ron,
my pleasure, and thank
Ron,
you so much.
Barbara,
thank you.
Barbara. Can I interrupt one more time? You know I know how to
do
that. They say get anywhere you fit in. The man, I was just telling you about Mr. Terrell Whisker, not just a fan, but a man of Christ who knows Lynn Cain,
yeah.
Who's walked the lands with Joel Griffin when we came to Georgia and decided we was going to declare and take over some land and fight for them rights of those first responders and veterans. Y'all heard me talk a little bit about Terrell, his airborne abilities to jump out of a plane and get up and walk and talk again. Terrell Whisker, if you don't mind, sir, say hello to the Hope Collection and the people out there want to hear what's going on with you and your double blessing. I told them you got blessed, but not one, but two twin daughters, the Whisker twins. Terrell Whisker, let me hear it from you, sir.
Hello to the Hope community, and I appreciate you guys for having me on. Thanks a lot.
Welcome
I'm
back.
So glad you're here. We want to hear about the Whisker twins and what all you guys are doing.
Give us a little bit, T, about your military. Give us a little bit about the magazine and talk to us about this wonderful twins and that house that you guys are just building, if you don't mind, T.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, I'm a veteran, airborne air assault. Fort Campbell, Kentucky was my home base. I came out the Army and started working in the community, of course. Started a magazine called Urban Spice when I had the twins to create them a platform to be able to, to grow and to figure out what they decided or what they wanted to do. We put on a lot of shows and events around the city, entertainment, music, modeling, kids. We did a lot of that for the community. And they grew up in that environment, and they became, at the age of, I think, 13, they became Dub Smash famous or Instagram famous, and then they started their YouTube. So they have maybe probably about 4.5 million on Instagram, about 700,000 on YouTube, and TikTok about a million or so. So they are influencers, and we have tried. They're 16 years old. And we have tried our best to raise them right and to keep them out of the mindset of having to show their body or shake their behinds to get attention. So They have really kept to that, but they have done a lot of work. They recently got booked in a movie, all Spanish movie called Something's in the Car, and it comes out on Halloween. So we're very excited about that. And but they just bought their first house with their corporation, the Wicker Twins Inc. And we're excited about that. At 16 years old, they were able to do that because the brand that they have built up. We work with companies like Netflix. We just did a big commercial campaign with Extra Gum. And so we're just really excited about the progress and what they have done in their short time here on Earth.
That is so
amazing. You graduated your son. They kind of watched your son. You know, family members are not born to be jealous, but doesn't your son live in a tiny house, T? Your backyard?
We
understand real estate, and we understand the power of the American dream, and we just want to raise our kids and to give them that vision of home ownership and the ability to grow wealth and to build generational wealth through that.
That is absolutely awesome, sir. I sure appreciate you. I snatched him, you guys. He was on another conference.
Country boy?
Go ahead, Ron.
Terrell, I want to welcome you back. This is Ron Clayton, and I do recall you years ago when we kind of met through some things, and Joel and Arnith Griffin, Len Kane, and I was the president of the board of the Hope Collection for 10 years and stepped back as a senior advisor for a while, and now since Joel's went on to be with Lord, we're revitalizing the board of next week. We have some new members that are coming on board, and I'm stepping back in and picking up the mantle. There's no way I'm filling the shoes of Joel Griffin, but I have agreed with Artis, his wife and co-founder of the Hope Collection. I am picking up the mantle to lead the organization going in the future. And what I love about what you've done and going back on, my original connections with you, Terrell, was with the Spice magazine. That is one of the most impactful magazine on the internet and successful. And there's different areas that I look forward to our working together again as we're kind of revitalized and reorganizing our abilities to be effective. See, it's one thing to be substantive. It's one thing to be substantial and sustainable. But you also have to be able to be operational. And in some cases, we have some areas that we weren't as well as. We weren't equipped for that. And we have some magnificent people coming on board, like Barb Riley. I'm really proud to introduce her, and I'm not being premature. But when the slate of names go up next week for the board, new board members, and she is amongst one of the leaders of those people that is going to be approved by the present board. And there's a number of people that because of time and commitments in their life or they've gone different directions, we now have new people like Barb who not only are enthusiastic, but they have great knowledge base and they can help everybody who's listening, who may be on this call, maybe for the first time, you're just learning about this blog radio, computer radio station program that links you to the Hope Collection and Country Boy Travel and many of the other areas that he's involved in, Terrell. And we look forward to just making a difference in this world. The Hope Collection has a renewed theme called Healing America Through Hope. And one of our projects is to dedicate next July 4th at the Naval Park in Buffalo a monument dedicated to the African-American veterans of this country. And by the way, there is not one in Washington, D.C., or anyone in the country. We're going to have the first one. And we're kind of reorganizing something right now. We had scheduled and made arrangements that a hero of America just went home to be with Joel and the Lord. General Colin Powell was going to be our guest speaker and cut the ribbon of the monument. And so the country, the world, and you and I as individuals have lost a man of integrity, a man of leadership, a man of faith, a man who demonstrated his entire life and career committed to excellence and lifting people up. He is going to be sorely missed, and we're dealing with the fact that not having him, going to have him as our keynote speaker on a big 50-foot stage in front of 10,000 people when we dedicate the memorial on July 3rd weekend. But that's
now,
kind of project
Ron,
that we're involved
if I,
in.
If, Ron, if I may, Ron, if I may, before I let Terrell go, two things I'd like to do real quickly, if I may. Because we're going to talk tiny homes, and we got about 30 more minutes to do that. But two things. Lynn Kane, of course, our partner in Christ, Golden Rule Society, is getting ready to launch a Kindness Cross for America campaign. Urban Spice is the Urban Spice with a connection. Y'all hear that word? With a connection device. We're the ones that connect people, products, and services to the world. We're just wanting to take hope and spread it virally. As you said, Ron, the great thing about Sorrell's vision with Urban Spice Magazine, and it's kind of backwards, but things in the kingdom are often done backwards. He was international on the Internet for 10 years, but then he decided to come home, like he came home from the war. But he, when he came home, he printed the magazine for the first time. So in the kind of Atlanta, and we know we're the new Mecca. We just got a new 1.7 million people that moved here in the last 10 months, they say. We've grown from 3 million to 5.2 million. But we are the urban spice. We are the connection vice for in the city. And I said that we're getting ready to set up a tiny home headquarters here in Atlanta. And y'all want to know how many people we can invite? Terrell and Reggie can do a blast and hit at least a million people right here in the city of Atlanta with the push of one button. Now, I said that to say Kindness Across America, the Hope Collection, and Urban Spice with Terrell, that we don't have to ask nobody's permission because he's the founder and the owner of Urban Spice Magazine. And before we let him go, Ron, because we're going to put some things on the calendar, make sure he's armed and extremely dangerous. Ron, before we go back to the tiny homes, give us those eight pillars that the community is building on that Joel set up for the Hope Collection, and then Barbara will come back over to you, Ron. Before we let Terrell go, give him those eight bullets to run with, if you don't mind. He's used to ducking bullets, Ron.
Well, the first one is faith, of course, because if you don't have that foundation, it's nowhere going nowhere, and it's doomed. Faith, family, housing, the education, arts, health and wellness, water and energy, and food. Now, those things all compile the basics and the of life, as I see. And Joel had the vision to realize that the Pentagon was looking for an organization that could fill the gap for all the veterans and the active duty people that were being released into the communities. And they were looking for a program. And they did a white paper. That means it's official government research. Lieutenant Colonel Donald Sutherland, David Sutherland, did a white paper on the seal of goodwill that was how they were expecting to find people and organizations to fill those eight columns with services, people, and connections to resolve and solve and build families, empower families. And Terrell, if you can hear me, one of the keynote focal points of hope is to create generational prosperity. We cannot, there's no way to eliminate poverty without eliminating generational prosperity. And that's what all our programs are all geared to do. We're not against jobs. You need to put food on the table, pay a bill, and that's okay. We're not against somebody feeding and serving someone through a funded government check, but that's not going to create a lot of prosperity that can be passed on to the next generation. But ownership can, and everything we do is predicated on helping people get in a position of ownership where they can build equity and pride and pass it on to the next their family, the next generation. And we're cutting against a lot of bureaucrats, but we're doing it, and you're a part of it when you join us.
Ron, thank you so much right there. And right, one more thing, Terrell, before we let you go. I think I was reading in the Word, it says that one's living has been in vain if one does not leave an inheritance behind for his children. I want to applaud you just like we was applauding Lynn Cain, Terrell, for, first of all, for fighting for all of us to be able to do what we're doing. You're an honored veteran, and we salute you, sir. Two, in my heart, you're a father that came back out and said, okay, I got to pass something on for a generation. I'm creating one, but I'm not going to make some kids. I'm going to raise them up the way that I would have them to go. And then you're going to pass the baton and allow them to be the youngest in America to own a home, but not one level, but two levels. Sir, we definitely salute you, and the work is not done yet. Urban Spice, the connection device, now is partnered up with the Hope Collection and with Golden Rule, treat people the way you want to be treated. And I'm going to say, Terrell, before we let you go, sir, if you have any words that you want to share for us, we do appreciate you. We still pray for you, cover you and all your family and everything that your hands touch, continue to prosper. But, Terrell, what do you have to say for us before we let you go, sir?
Well, first of all, I'd like to definitely say good to talk to you again, Ron, and good to see that you're holding up the mantle still and doing what needs to be done in the community. And I definitely appreciate that. Good luck to you, Barbara. Nice meeting you, and congratulations on your success. And I just appreciate you guys and country. Of course, you know how we feel about you. But we appreciate you guys and allowing us to spread our good news over the airways. And anything that we can do as Urban Spice or the Wicked Twins or as a community brother or sister, we're willing to do it, and we appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Terrell.
Can I share one thing with you? I'd like to introduce to everybody who's on the call that can hear this, since you're here today, and I may not just be able to speak with you till we do get our connections redone, but I met with the owner of a local radio station. Her name is Sheila Brown. She's one of the most successful businesswomen, single woman, black woman owning a radio station in New York State in the country. And because of the dedication ceremony on July 4th next year, we're going to do something that her radio station, I get tongue-tied. Please bear with me. It's what happens after a stroke. Don't have one and you won't have that problem. But, you know, the idea that we're going to sponsor WUFO, it's WUFO, that's like short for Buffalo, the powerhouse blues and jazz radio station in Buffalo, we're going to sponsor a contest to uncover a new soloist that will sing, a musician, one man or woman. We're going to have for both. The contest will be we have a song. It's the Hope Collection theme song, Because of You. And you can go to our website, ourcenter.org, and you can listen to the music played today. But we're having it redone. We have the author has given us permission. The owner of the song has given Hope the exclusive rights. We're going to find a new talent. We're having a contest, and the winner of that contest is going to get a recording contract. We'll be singing the song live at the dedication in front of 10,000 people next July 3rd in Buffalo, New York, and we'll go on tour. And we're going to hold this contest through the radio station, Sheila Brown, and this is something that we, you know, that person can come from Atlanta, Georgia. I don't care. It can come from anywhere. But we'll have the information out on that probably in February. It'll kick off. But I just confirmed that this morning. And we're looking for a new vocalist to sing this song. It originally was sung in a country western style music. And it's a great, I mean, we're not criticizing it. The person who did that is no longer available to sing the song going forward. Also, since it's the theme song for the Hope Collection, and we're dedicating it to the African American Veterans Monument, we believe that the song needs to be in the genre that's going to be most appreciated by those who we're recognizing. And so I don't really care how it turns out, what venue we you know, it's in the Jazz and Blue radio station, so maybe that'll lean people to be that direction. But I don't care. But the person that wins this contest, and it is a contest, and there is a gigantic reward, a national recording contract is a pretty big thing. And so, Terrell, as we walk the road down together, perhaps Spice Magazine can be involved in promoting and allowing that as a contest that will, you know, united with Sheila Brown and her radio station here in Buffalo. By the way, Sheila is a home in Atlanta. So that's a funny thing that would come up today. I'm sorry, Barb, I kind of interrupted a lot of stuff that you were going through today, but it just seems to be one of the things that are going. I've got to back off myself, but gosh, thank you very much. We appreciate everything you're doing. Terrell, we appreciate you taking the moment to talk to the Country Boy and everybody else that's on the call today. The Hope Collection is firmly committed going forward where Joel Griffin's vision launched to have a vision to make this world a better place. We're going to finish the job. Thank you.
Thank you, Terrell, for joining
us
today,
sir.
We really, really do appreciate you. And, Barbara, we're going to flip back over to you, but just the cliff notes again, Barbara. We're talking about attainable, sustainable, resilient types of homes that people use for multiple purposes, whether they own the land or do not own the land, want to lease the land and build it on somebody else's property, whether they want to use it for a second type of income. This is not lotto. It's not big coins. It's not big currency. It's none of that stuff. It's not scratch off. We're talking about ownership and something that you can own, and you might call it tiny until you take the wall down and stand the room, or you put something else and go up like Terrell did with his daughters and build two levels on it. But then you don't have to be in the real estate business to own a tiny home and list it nowadays, you guys, with Airbnb, because they'll take care of all of that stuff for you. You don't have to worry about playing collection agency with your relatives and going to collect the money. But what about those college students? Because we're now looking at college universities, and 3 out of the 12 different colleges that I went to didn't have enough housing for their students. For what you thought to go to a college here, and we won't talk about Atlanta like it's a negative thing, but it is costly to go to a college or a university, and we won't point any of them out, but the average cost for housing – for housing, you guys, that's where you need to sleep, because birds do have nests and foxes have holes, but we're having a problem finding an affordable, attainable place to sleep for college students to get housing here in Atlanta. It's going to cost anywhere between $62,000 to $80,000 a year, when Barbara can tell you that you can build that kind of attainable home for your kid, for your child, for your adult that now can own a house after you move them out of your house, so they won't have to come back home, even though you told them they could. Back over to you, Barbara, because we're going to take it back home, and let's talk about resilient, attainable, sustainable homes.
Yeah, I get to listening to you, and I just think, yes. And so, yes, we can help people with these things. And so I want to put it out there for anybody who's listening, who's thinking, you know, I want to know more about tiny homes. I think I would like to create a community and have all my sisters and brothers and their kids live here with us on our land. Or, you know, I just want my own tiny house. I want to be able to go wherever I want to go. I want those folks that are thinking about that, keep thinking about that so that you'll be willing to jump out there and ask a question. But specifically, let's talk about that tiny house, a property, not a property, but a dwelling for a college student. And I can imagine that a high school student and their parent or I work with many high schools that are developing tiny home programs and teaching skills. But I know that a mom and dad or, many a father-daughter project have gone on. And there are ways that you can build your own tiny home. And so we have the connections to all the right people and all the right resources, different builders, different plans, all the different materials. If you need the home to be movable or not, we know how to help you to identify those things. And we can help you create the plan, figure out what it's going to cost, what time, materials, what things you might need to be able to do that, connect you with the right builder. And maybe you want somebody to build it out for you all the way till the final finishes and have it already done for you. We have builders that will do that. If you want to buy a kit and it comes flat packed and comes like the old, I don't even know what to say. Just imagine a Rector set. If it came in and was delivered to your house and you unfold it and you put together and you follow in the instructions, and that's a kit. So we have the ability to work with you if you want to be your own builder or if you want parts of it done first. But we can help you all the way through to the completion so you can get a certificate of occupancy and be able to live in your home. In the state of Georgia, you're allowed to have accessory dwelling units. And so those of you that already have property that have never thought about having a secondary property, if you're looking for some additional income or if you're wanting to help your community provide attainable housing, that would be a great thing. And you could, just for the piece of dirt, depending upon where you're at, you can imagine to receive at least $500 a month just for a little piece of dirt to put a tiny house on. So there's an opportunity for you that way. And I'm going to go back to that college student that goes off to college and they're living in a tiny home. There's someone, they could be in an RV park or a campground where you can have a smaller structure like that. It might be in a neighborhood and, you know, someone who owns a property there is going to let you have it. The nice thing about that is you're not having to pay the fees for your room and board at school. And then when you're done, you have the option of, hey, this is a great property somebody else coming to school would want. And so that student that used that home for themselves can now use that as residual income for themselves and let somebody rent it out. The other thing they could do is say, okay, I'm off on my first career choice. I've graduated from college. I'll take my home with me, a movable tiny home, to that first location and destination for your first job. And so then you already have a built-in home that's ready to go with you. So there's two different ways to look at that. Yes.
I want to do a couple things real quickly because we're going to shorten time. But I do want to make sure that you give them accessibility to your website there. So make sure and remember that one. A lot of mines like mine run 50 gazillion miles a minute, especially when I hear so much powerful, good, usable information. A friend of mine the other day told me that knowledge is power. We've heard it all of our life, but then when he came on my Zoom call, he said knowledge is power if one utilizes it. Because we can't go around saying, forgive them, Father, because they know not and plead ignorance anymore. So, Barbara, I want you to make sure to give them the RR Center information because we are a resource center. And then, Barbara, before I pitch it back over to you, what happens in this process? Spoke to a friend of mine who works for AT&T. If their system go down, he speaks techie language. I spoke to my legal lawyer this morning. He speaks legalese, I call it. I've sat through governmental contracting classes for 2 years, and if you don't speak in their terms, we call it governese. Barbara Riley speaks attainableese. Did I say that right? Attainable needs. Attainable needs. Listen, you guys, you don't
have to know everything that Barbara knows. She wrote the handbook. You'd have to live two lives to know what she knows. So the fear factor that you have on why you didn't think you could own an attainable home, all the stuff that you don't know, Barbara already knows the codes. She speaks the language. She speaks legal terms. She speaks to lenders that find money for you. She knows how to get your mortgage refinanced so you can build an attainable home and put one of your loved ones right in the backyard so you can keep an eye on them and not in your house. So, Barbara, make sure you give us your website information. Tell us about that resource center. And, sweetie, we got about 5 good minutes for you to go ahead and just blow their heads up with some other stuff, and then we got 2 minutes to answer any questions that anybody's got their hands up in the air. Go back over to you, Barbara.
Okay. Well, good. All right. So Country Boy is referring to is the Hope Collection, our resource and research center, R&R. So rrcenter.com is how you will get to that website. Go to rrcenter.com. That will take you to the Hope Collection. It'll get you into the websites and see, and you'll be able to see the bazillions of resources that are there. You're going to be amazed. I just want to say it's exciting. It's like going to the treasure chest, open it up, and what? Look at all this stuff. That's what I would like to encourage you to do, is go to the RR Center, see all the different things there, and then join us next week again, and we can talk more, and you can ask questions about that. My company name, for very specifically for making sure the home tiny homes are built right and properly, the name of my company is Buildsworth. And to be able to reach me at Buildsworth, I'm going to spell this for you so you can find out more and you can reach out to me. Buildsworth is capital B as in building. I, L, D as in dog, S as in Sam, Worth. So Buildsworth.com. I'll repeat it. I'll spell it. BILDSWORTH.com. And when you go to Buildsworth, it's going to be all about tiny home stuff, movable tiny homes, but there's additional information there. And then what I want to do is give you our toll-free number to call in. I will receive your message, and we have the ability for it to be transcribed. So if you're leaving a message, we'll be able to see everything, and you can talk as long as you want. And that phone number is 877-927-3030. And so that's to be able to reach Barbara at Buildsworth, which is my email as well, B-A-R-B-A-R-A at Buildsworth, BILDSWORTH.com. So Buildsworth, we're here to help you and through the Hope Collection to connect, to discover and create a sustainable, resilient, affordable, attainable structure to be able to live in, and then we can start growing from there. We can help you achieve whatever it is that you need and want and desire in life. And it's not as complicated and hard, and so many of the things that we have that are available to you, we've done it over and over and over again, so it's very much like a plug-and-play system. You might need help with lending? Great. We'll plug that in and help you do that. If you don't need help with that and you already have that, but you just need to find land, we can help you find land. And so whatever your need is, whether it's small or large, we'd love to invite you to give us a call, and we'd like to talk to you and see what we can do to help you achieve it. And again, my phone number is 877-927-3030. So Country Boy, let's talk about...
Awesome.
One of your friends.
We got about.
You got land
got
up there.
Say it again, Betty.
6 minutes.
Yeah, we got about 6 minutes.
We got about 6 minutes. So we know that you've got friends that have land, and we know that you've got lots of friends that have been on the phone. They're listening in, and I know that what everybody wants to know is, what do we do next? What is next? The next thing is just the next step. If it's picking up the phone and give me a call, great. If your next step is, wow, I think this is really neat. I'd love to live in a tiny home. Start looking, Google tiny homes. If you want to develop a community, or if you know there's a need in your community, I know that we've talked with many folks that there's food deserts out there, and there's the need to be able to grow food. And we've talked with many folks about containers, and we've talked about homes, we've talked about metal framing, we've talked about all different kinds of things. So if you're out there and you're thinking and your juices are flowing, give us a call. Let's start to put together a plan and say, what's step one, step two, step three? Let's go ahead and do it and help you do it.
That's awesome, because, again, you know, that's what most people would consider to have a plan. A lot of people want to. They have it in their mind. They have it in their heart. They've been praying about it for years. But the question is, oh, I don't know what to do next. Do not get stuck in your own head. The resources are there. Special funding is there. If there is a will, there is a way. The Hope Foundation is that connection that I was telling you about. Don't try to do it on your own power, your own strength, because you might be very powerful. You might be to have enough energy coming through your sockets to fry a human without even knowing. But unless you have something to connect it to, it's absolutely useless. So what we want to do is provide you that hope to bring it up live again. Let us answer those questions. Barbara will tell you, okay, if I want to build a tiny home, location, 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 where do I want to build it at? Number two, is it anywhere connected on this planet, that water that is already there, or power that's already there? Those are the first two things. Where do I want to build a house at? Don't worry about the how-to, because you'll scare yourself out of it. And before we close again, Barbara, give them that number one more time. Because if you're not going to call, we got a little saying here in Atlanta, Barbara, one call, that's all. You've already made the call to the divine creator. That's giving you the dream, that's giving you the vision that you can obtain the house that you've been wanting. And keep in last little cliff note here. These attainable homes, even if they've been prefab, they call them in the industry, it's kit houses that kind of already has the structure built there. I watched a video the other night, Barbara, the lady converted an old school bus into a tiny home and gutted it. And she had a jacuzzi on the roof. You know what I'm saying? The last point there is everything. You guys hear me now. Everything in the tiny home that you have has what they call multi-uses. If the table is the table in the morning, it might be the ironing board, and it might be the chess place when you're playing a candlelight dinner this evening. It's designed with that in mind, to give you that space of your own, attainable to a veteran that's been sleeping under a bridge or in a tent, to be able to sleep where there's water. I can take a bath. Barbara says it's attainable homes. They come fully equipped to be able to get some brother water out of somewhere, even if we have to take the water from the rain and convert it. And if you're off the grid behind the cornfield on the other side of the railroad tracks, when God says, I'll give you solar power, it runs off of Holy Ghost energy. My Holy Ghost energy never runs out. Back over to you, Barbara.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for everybody that was here today. And we're going to get started next week again at 12 o'clock. And we would love to hear from you. And so you can reach me again at this number, 877-927-3030. Again, you were with us today with the Hope Collection. We were talking about attainable housing on Prosperity Wednesday. And thank you all for being here. And we'll say so long and see you next week. Take care.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us.